To Ryan Hansen, the proposal for a new building in Rhinelander just isn't that complicated.
The actual transfer station is really nothing more than a pole building. It's a metal sided and metal roof building with garage doors on one side. And then, you know, a handful of dumpsters.
It would sit about 600 feet off Highway 47, hidden by a buffer of trees. Even so, the neighbors don't like it.
Yeah, people are going to be against it even if you check every box. But that's not my job to, you know, address every single, you know, not in my backyard issue.
The plan has faced opposition because the proposal is for a waste transfer facility. It's not a landfill, but a place where people and companies can bring trash to be shipped away, up to a total of 50 tons per day. Hansen is a realtor representing JBM Howard, the company angling to operate it. He wants Oneida County to approve the plan over concerns of odor, litter, and noise.
Well, I don't think it's a close call because I don't think there's any substantial evidence to deny it.
Hansen appears to be right. Those reasons don't appear to be enough for the county to legally deny a conditional use permit. Instead, the strongest objection comes on different grounds.
In my opinion, it's a terrible proposal.
Matthew Leitner is the director of the Rhinelander Oneida County Airport.
Yeah, Matthew, from Rhinelander, Skywest 4237. We are ready, runway 27, ready in 2 minutes.
The airport's main runway is about 4,000 feet from the proposed site of the waste transfer station. Waste sites near airports are potentially problematic because they often attract rodents, which are eaten by birds, and birds themselves. Too many birds near planes taking off and landing is a major safety hazard. About 50 planes come into and out of the airport daily.
I know for me, and again, this is just me, it's a slam dunk. It has no business within 4,000 feet of the airport.
On Wednesday, the waste transfer facility issue was on the Oneida County Planning and Development Committee's agenda for the ninth straight meeting. David Holprin manages a financial services company across Highway 47 from the proposed facility and opposes it. He told the committee the business would violate FAA code.
The FAA will not allow an enclosed waste transfer facility to operate within the prescribed 10,000-foot zone if it is a trash transfer facility and that it's open on one or more sides, or store uncovered quantities of municipal solid waste and other conditions.
You can see the FAA documentation Holprin referenced at WXPR.org. Addressing the committee, Airport Director Leitner foresaw a worst-case scenario.
The first time a hapless bird makes contact with an airplane, the FAA is going to say, why is there a putrescible waste transfer facility within 10,000 feet of your primary runways?
Leitner fears, in that case, the FAA could revoke the airport's operating certificate, ask for the $50 million in accumulated grant funding to be returned, and halt commercial planes from serving Rhinelander.
I think the bottom line is this. We can't move the airport. In my estimation, there are plenty of places to put this waste transfer facility.
But realtor Ryan Hansen says he's confident the proposed waste station will be safe, enclosed, and in compliance with FAA rules.
This building is not a three-sided building. Yeah, it has an opening. I mean, if a building doesn't have an opening, what good is it? But those openings are doors. So they can open and close to allow the, you know, accepting of waste and then close.
The waste company plans to hire a third-party qualified airport wildlife biologist to monitor animals at the facility, a move Hansen calls the ultimate check valve. Opponents still aren't sold. They're worried about hazardous wildlife, potential crashes, and losing millions of dollars in funding and economic impact. But Hansen thinks their concerns over a pole building and a handful of dumpsters go too far.
I think people are just grasping at, you know, trying to find little tiny things that somehow twist it into something it's not. It's not a very big deal.
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer in Rhinelander.